Bold Magnificence, Episode 10. Welcome to the Bold Magnificent Podcast. I'm your host, Nat Carobentry, and this is a show about having the courage to live in alignment with what lights you up. Our guest today is Renee Lee. Renee is a soul purpose success mentor, intuitive master healer, and a best-selling author. Her mission is to support the new generation of spiritual teachers in speaking their truth, living their purpose, and claiming success and abundance through their sacred business. Let's meet Renee and discover what's currently lighting her up about her life.
Well, as a soul purpose success mentor, I get to work with amazing spiritual entrepreneurs that are doing such great things in the world. You know, like they have amazing missions to help people heal from trauma, to, help them learn self-love, to access peace. And so for me, the juiciest part of this work is to be able to go really deep with them through one-on-one mentorship. And that, to me, really lights me up, because prior to getting to this point in my business where I work with them one-on-one, I was doing group classes. I was teaching folks how to connect with their spirit guides. I was teaching folks Reiki and different healing modalities. So to get to this point of, hey, I can really dive deep and offer deeper transformation to folks is amazing. And it was only accessible once I decided to get my first business coach, Nat, in 2015. And because I knew I had this big purpose that I had to fulfill, but it was unclear at that point, like what that next level of soul purpose was going to look like for me. And it wasn't until my coach said, hey, you know, you have all these different programs, you have all this, you know, life experience and wisdom. What would you think about doing one-on-one mentorship? And when that was brought to my attention, a part of me was super excited, right? Like It was the cells of my body just kind of knew, like, that is, that's going to give me this opportunity to really go deeper with folks. And then another side of me was like, well, oh my God, like, who am I? What if I can't offer that kind of deep transformation to folks when I do one-on-one, right? Mm-hmm. So that was really the turning point that brought my business to a new level of success and growth, mm-hmm. and also gave me this opportunity to just love what I do, because I thought I loved what I did before, right? Like, I'm a passionate person. But now at this level, working with folks one-on-one is just, I'm just so much more in love with my work and my soul purpose. So that's what's lighting me up right now.
Wow, I really love what you're sharing here, because, you know, in the business world, online marketing, there's a lot of teaching out there that says that, we want to offer more group stuff, or we want to offer more courses, and we want to really have the income or the passive income, or like whatever, to really build our business up, we really need to diversify. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course, but there had been a movement of, let's move away from the one-on-one stuff.
Oh yeah.
And
it was like scale, right? Like, how do you scale? That was the big word.
Right. Let's scale this so that you move away from the one-on-one stuff and do this other stuff. And, and again, it's nothing wrong with that if that's working for you. But what I'm loving about your story is that you discovered that the one-on-one stuff is really where you wanted to scale into more of.
Yeah, and what's interesting, this is coming up as you share this whole idea of scaling in big groups. What's interesting is that when I look back on my career, even many years ago when I was teaching Reiki and also doing healing circles on Meetup, right? Like, that's where I started. That's where usually a lot of my tribe starts. I never had more than six folks at a time, whether it was class in my home or the Reiki circle, or six at a time when I did live online courses. My first retreat, I had five people. And what's interesting is, The money that I've made over the years has steadily increased. I went from, four figures in 2015 to five figures this year in 2017. So while the money has increased, which means that my soul is meant to work in an intimate level, because the number of folks that I work with at a time have, stayed around six or so. And so kind of just honoring that, right? Instead of trying to listen to everybody out there in the industry going, push for 10, push for 20 people, push for these large events, just kind of sitting back and going, hey, like this is what is true for me. This is the pattern in my career. And I know it's not a block because the money has increased. And so just kind of owning that and going, this is my purpose, at least for right now, intimacy.
I really like this. Again, why I wanted to do this interview series is to showcase the diversity of magnificence. And this is one unique version of magnificence where you're really honoring what's working for you and not feeling like something is wrong with you because you're not meeting the standards of what a lot of business coaches and experts are saying, which is you need more people. You need to, build your audience up and work with large groups. And I completely resonate here because I also prefer to work with more intimate groups and go deep. When it's too big, I feel like I can't give what I really want to give.
Yeah. And everyone has their own unique journey, right? And just because this is what is true for me and this is what is in alignment, with my highest path, it doesn't mean that it's going to be this way down the line. Everything is always changing, and there's always these new levels of soul purpose that are revealed to us when it's time. And so it's honoring the fact that we're all unique and we all have unique journeys on our soul purpose path, and also honoring that you're just at a unique point on your unique journey, right? Because things can change.
Right. It's just one snapshot of the whole adventure.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So given that you're choosing to work one-on-one and with smaller, intimate groups, how does that show up in your day-to-day? Like, does that allow you to have more time or space in other areas of your life?
Well, I think it takes about the same amount of time. Like if I'm putting on a retreat, whether I allow for, 20 seats or just 6 to 10, I think it's going to be the same amount of work that goes into preparing and organizing that retreat. So I don't, so for me, it's really more like I get to really dive deep with them. I get to know who they are, and I get to offer them channeled messages that I receive for that individual versus a larger group where the energy would be different. So yeah, I don't think it would really. So is your question, what have I gained from this one-on-one work?
Yeah. Besides that your income is increasing and that this is what is lighting you up the most, how else has your life been impacted as a result of your alignment?
Gosh, it's just a juicier road to walk down, It's just, like I said, I'm a very passionate person. And before this sacred business, I had a database consulting career, which I told you about, right? And so that database consulting career was a big passion of mine. Like people love me because I love data, right? And so that was a very lucrative business as well. And so I only do things that I am passionate about. And so every step of this journey, I have always said, I'm so in love with my work. I'm so in love with my work. And so now with this one-on-one, what brings, what this alignment brings me is just juicier joy. Like I really am in love with my clients, what they're doing in the world, and the time that I get to share with them.
That's beautiful.
This energy of like really deep joy.
Right. That's wonderful. Thank you. So what are some of the things that you needed to either move through or overcome to get to this space?
Yeah, so it's been a lot of shifting, right? So like I said, my business started with just teaching Reiki and different healing modalities, and I started teaching how to connect with spirit guides, and then it shifted to really working with spiritual entrepreneurs, spiritual teachers. And so throughout that whole journey, a lot of fear, I think, is what I had to work through, really. It was this fear of, you know, what will people think of me when I change from teaching Reiki to teaching online. That was a big one, actually, because a lot of folks, I went from local to going online to kind of reach an international audience. Mm-hmm. And some folks in the Reiki circles in my local area, you know, there was some judgment there because they were like, well, you know, is she going to offer attunements online remotely? Because that's kind of controversial in the Reiki world, right? Mm-hmm. And so I had to combat all of that judgment and just say, hey, this is, again, this is what is true for me, because I had this amazing experience when I read this opportunity to learn how to become an online entrepreneur. All the cells in my body was just vibrating and this excitement was bubbling up. So it was clearly my next step. Mm-hmm. So kind of working through what will other people think, right? And just kind of choosing for me and what is my highest path. And that keeps showing up because as I keep saying yes to my spirit guidance, more spirit guidance is received. The next level is revealed to me. And it was last year around solstice, around this time, summer solstice, that spirit asked me, it was Ascended Master Saint Germain, he asked me to go to a retreat in Mount Shasta. And I'm here in New York City, so I had to fly cross country to host this retreat and organize it remotely, which was super scary, but I said yes to that guidance. And as soon as I did, right before the retreat, I got new guidance that I should no longer cater to the general public, but specifically work with the next generation of spiritual teachers and get them to master their fear and show up in the world as the powerful spiritual leader they are, because they're needed now during this time of ascension. And so even with that guidance, it was like, oh my God, I cultivated this, you know, big email list, and everybody knows me as the person who teaches them how to connect with their spirit guides. How do I say to them, hey, I'm not going to work with you guys anymore because spirit is just asking me to work with spiritual teachers, right? So I had to work through my own fears of receiving judgment, confusing my people, right? Like these were all the thoughts in my head that was kind of preventing me from going all in with my next guidance and the next level of my soul purpose. And these fears of, you know, making people feel bad so I had to work through all of that in order to align myself with this new level. So it's a constant shifting and going, well, what do I need to let go of in order to fully align with this next step?
Mm-hmm. And how long, I know that it's not like you turn the light switch on and then you're there, right? It's an ever-evolving process. But for the sake of today's discussion, how long was that where, you know, you said last year to this year, you know, when did you get to a deeper trusting and confidence in following your path?
So my process is to kind of just share my guidance right away. Mm-hmm. So I put it out there to my tribe on social media. I say, hey, this is my guidance. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how my programs and offerings will change, I don't know. But here's my guidance. And part of the reason I do that is because it holds me accountable, right? So like folks know that this is really what I'm guided to do. And so I'm going to step into that because now they know and I can't hide. So that's what I like to do for me. And it's an organic process, really. So when I say yes to the spirit guidance and I let my tribe know this is what I'm walking into next, slowly but surely, just my messaging and the language that I use and the topics that come up for discussion just change. So out of that saying yes to my to spirit helping me niche my business, saying yes to that allowed space for me to download the free challenge that was created right after I said yes, which is the Speak Your Truth and Live Your Purpose challenge. And so that was automatically downloaded after I said yes. Obviously, that was to help folks walk through fear to show up in the world as a spiritual leader they are. And in that challenge, the topics that started coming up, what I wanted to talk about naturally when I spoke to this new audience of spiritual entrepreneurs was marketing. And so now a new fear came up, and it said, oh gosh, you know, spirit and marketing, like, are people really going to get it? Are they going to see the link? And I had to push through that fear to say, this is just the natural progression of the discussion we're having. It's, you know, it's not different. Marketing is very spiritual. And so all of it kind of just came about really organically. And of course, the folks that are right for this new direction that I'm going in, they have come along. And the folks that are not aligned with it, they've fallen away, and that's perfectly, perfectly fine, right? And so I'm at a point now where I'm like, oh, okay, it makes perfect sense. Like, spirit is marketing. And the way I have updated all of my messaging across my website and my programs, like, it makes sense. I'm really not having a different conversation than before. It's an extension of the spirit conversation I was having before. A bigger conversation we're having now.
Yeah, I completely get that. You know, when I think about my business career, what I do now is not different from what I did 10 years ago. It's just another version of it. To me, actually, it's a version where I'm allowing myself and others to see more of me rather than I was comfortable letting people see before.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's so amazing with the spiritual and entrepreneurial journey is that you also access self-mastery, right? Like, you're now more, you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable, and so you're really owning who you really are. And with all of that comes, you know, raised vibration of self-love and acceptance, right? So I love that this whole journey is also self-mastery. That's one of the side effects of serving your soul purpose. It's not just offering and serving others. You get a lot out of it too, your own self-mastery.
Right, right. And I just want to touch upon one more thing, because you've touched upon it in your sharing here today. It's this idea of the next step being shown to you once you make your initial decision, because there are a lot of people out there that, you know, they're feeling something new, they have inspiration for something, and they don't know how to make it happen, and so they don't make that initial decision of yes, I'm going to do this. They get caught up in the how, and they never say yes. And so you've shared this in a number of different ways of you saying, okay, here's my inspiration. I'm saying yes to it. I'm going to share it with my tribe. I'm not going to hide. And then you're aligned with that new frequency. And then the next steps get shown to you.
Yeah. And, you know, I totally get where a lot of people are stuck, right? Because when I started this sacred business, I was doing database consulting, and then when I was told to really change my direction this way, there was that fear of the unknown, right? Like, how am I going to make money from this brand new career? And the control freak in me wanted to know, like, I wanted to see the roadmap. I needed to know the next 20 steps before I can say yes. And here's the deal, like, it's not ever going to be revealed to you, only ever the next step. That's what's going to show up, only ever the next step. You're never going to get 20 steps down the line because your mind can't make that leap. You know, like 3 years ago, if you told me, hey, you know, Renee, you're going to share a stage with Elizabeth Gilbert, at an event in Seattle, I would have said, "Oh my God, hell no! Like that's not what I don't see it. That's not true for me." I could have said, "That's not true for me," and said, "No, that's not my guidance," and went a different direction. Right? Like your mind can't make that leap, and so it's this practice, this mastery muscle that you're going to flex, just saying energetically yes, and then with a curious mind going, "Okay, so what's next? What's the very next step now?"
Yeah, that's beautiful, Renee. Thank you so much for sharing your magnificent with all of us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Nat.
Before we go, I'd love for you to share a tool or a self-care practice or something that you do for yourself to help you live in alignment with your magnificence.
Yeah, I love sharing this one tip because. And the tip is mastering fear. Like I love talking about this mastery because fear shows up all along the journey, right? It's not like, oh, if I get through 10 fears, that'll be it. If I get through this one big fear, that'll be it. And then it'll be easy, easy peasy the rest of the road. And it's not true. With every, at the threshold of every new growth, you're going to have that fear. And so the tip that I have for your listeners is to really understand what fear really is. It's not this big, big thing to fear. Like fear is not something to fear, right? Mm-hmm. So Spirit came to me a couple of years ago in 2015, and they said, look, fear is just a divine threshold.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they see it. It's just this divine threshold. If when we walk through it, on the other side is more of our power to reclaim. On the other side is more of us, which is our power, right? That's more of us. And so this process of walking through fear, this process of walking through these divine thresholds helps you to reclaim yourself and access more of you in totality.
Mm.
It's kind of, when I share this, I keep thinking of like a soul retrieval, right? In the shamanic journey, it's really reclaiming the pieces of you back that you've lost when you were a child, through trauma or whatever. And so if you can see fear, like shift your perspective to see fear as not something to fear, but really an opportunity. And so when you can see it as an opportunity for growth and more of your own power, then you can embrace it and celebrate it and go, okay, look, this fear sucks. This fear is not comfortable. This fear is making me want to just binge watch TV and binge eat, but I know what's on the other side. There is a breakthrough on the other side. There is something amazing on the other side. There is something that I have asked and prayed for on the other side of this fear. And so let me just walk through it. Let me observe the fear. Let me just allow myself to experience the binge TV watching, right? And not push it back under the carpet, because that's what a lot of people do with the fear. They'll say, oh, it's too uncomfortable. I can't deal with it. And they'll just find distractions, or they'll just, change directions and they won't walk through the fear.
Right.
So my tip is to see fear for what it really is. They're these divine thresholds for growth and power, and to walk through it. Just observe the fear, let it be, right? And as you walk through, and sometimes it can be uncomfortable, I'll admit, as you walk through the discomfort, you can just, say, look, this too shall pass. I'm not going to let fear win. I will not be a victim to fear. I am going to take my power back from fear and simply see it for what it is, an opportunity for me to grow.
Beautiful.
So that would be my biggest tip, yeah.
That's beautiful, Renee. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. You can learn more about Renee at reneelee.net. Show notes for today can be found at boldmagnificence.com/010. And an archive of this show with a list of all the episodes can be found at boldmagnificence.com.